Hey, Nick.
Hey, Sean.
Why did me, the Italian guy, return his t-shirt?
Don't know.
Because it didn't match in my style.
This is strange, though.
Yeah.
Macho, macho man.
Macho man.
I wanna be a macho man. Welcome to Stranger Still.
I'm John Began.
And I'm Nick Wood.
And it's a podcast where we answer the strange questions you never thought to ask.
And what are we talking about today, John?
We're talking about centering your center, aligning your lines, and zenning your drinking matcha. Drinking
Thanks
matcha
for bringing
with your
it
mouth.
Home. You really
with your
home,
mouth.
Man. With your mouth. Matcha. It's
What's
a
for
form
dinner?
Of tea. Okay, yep. It's a form of tea, and it's something that I know you're very passionate about.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You've wanted to do this episode for a long time.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of stupid stuff in the world,
mm-hmm.
created by a lot of stupid people that want to make money.
Yeah.
Matcha's not an exception to that rule. There are a lot of people that are going to twist things around.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to actually research this, and I did a while back.
Yeah.
And I found scholarly journals and stuff that said this might work. And it might be the only, like, health food claim thing that might work.
Yeah, what do you mean by it might work? What does that mean?
There are attributes to matcha that make it unique and more healthy for you than regular tea.
Yeah. Like?
Like what I'm hoping that you're going to prove right now.
Yeah, because you've been drinking matcha for how long?
Like 3 years, 4 years.
A long time.
Like every day.
So you really want it to work.
Well,
here's... Or you really hope it works.
It tastes good.
It does taste good.
It's got, like... an umami flavor.
And it's relatively inexpensive?
Depending where you get it from. So if you get it from a white person...
sure.
...who makes a giant claim and says, this is going to cure cancer, uh-huh. it's going to cost $40 for like a 30-gram container.
If you order it, peddling drugs.
If you order it from Japan
uh-huh.
with shipping, you'll get it for $30. And it's organic. And it's like...
And it's authentic.
Authentic and legit. And they don't make claims. They say, like, it's got a little caffeine, perk you up a little, and it's got some good polyphenols.
Well, let's talk about those claims a little bit, because I was really excited for this episode, and I'm really excited to cover matcha.
Oh, and hold on, real quick.
Yes.
I did also buy from a white person in Japan. He's from the U.S. and moved there.
Yeah.
So that was
just a girl matcha.
One of those goof 'em ups. Yeah.
Well, all's well that ends well, right?
Sure.
So I found, when you brought this to me, I simply Googled matcha health benefits,
because
that's basically what our episode's
yeah.
about. And that's how I start all of my research.
Welcome to the maze of confusion.
Just a little bit, but I came across this completely non-biased website called matchasource.com.
I've been there.
And it's totally non-biased.
Yeah, did you see that homepage?
They sell you, I didn't see the homepage.
The one with the leaves on it? I've been there before,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
But they... try to sell you matcha while making all these extravagant claims,
uh-huh.
some of which were it's packed with antioxidants, including powerful EGCG, which that sounds scientific, right?
Uh-huh.
So it must be, right? It detoxifies effectively and naturally.
Mm.
Go listen to our detox episode.
Yeah.
Calms the mind and relaxes the body. That is too vague for me to even touch on. And then my favorite was prevents disease.
Oh, I hate those.
Just a blanket over all disease.
If I had to pick something to prevent,
you'd rather be disease. Yeah.
Top of the list.
I can't argue with that.
Besides forest fires and pregnancies. I thought this
We'll save that for another episode.
Yeah.
So,
not in the same time. I mean, there are tools that you could prevent both at the same time, but we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, next time. Next week on Stranger Still. When I see these claims, I'm skeptical. And I know you love matcha and you've been drinking it for a long time.
Yeah.
And even you are skeptical.
Well, here's the deal. My girlfriend was a nursing student.
Mm-hmm.
I used her logins to get like actual
yeah.
like sources you can't get without a paywall. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's even without going beyond a paywall, because we don't make money on this podcast, so I can't.
Well, speak for yourself. You're not in the Stranger Minute videos where I did make a cent.
You did make one penny.
I'm saving it.
YouTube.com/Stranger Minute.
No, I actually made a bit.ly/Stranger Minute.
Plug it. What is it?
bit.ly/strangerminute.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to talk over you while you were saying it, because I'm a jerk. Anyway, all of that sounds too good to be true. And if you're like me, and you're not a hipster like John, you might be wondering what matcha is.
Yeah.
So what is you explain to me what matcha is, like the base idea of matcha.
Okay.
And while you explain that, we have some freshly made matcha in front of us.
Yes.
That I will be enjoying for the very first time in my life.
Yeah.
So,
and hold on a sec. Let's talk about this.
Yep.
You wanted to drink it out of a, what's his face? Mike Wazowski cup?
No,
it was a Sully mug.
I got it from Disney World.
Yeah, okay. I made you drink it out of a what?
A bowl.
A ceramic bowl. Yes. I made you use a...
It's a Fiesta Ware bowl.
Yeah. Oh, it's so festive. We look like Christmas with our green and red bowls. Nice.
It's getting cold. I'm going to drink it.
Okay. Why don't you take a little sip? You got to sip it. Make sure to sip it and dip it. Sip it and dip it. Get that mustache into it.
Tastes like tea.
Yeah, it is. So let's explain how it is.
Yeah.
First of all, what is tea? Did you know that most...
It's a letter.
It's a letter. But it's more than just a letter.
It's also a shirt.
It's a lifestyle. So a lot of tea is garbage, right? A lot of it's just like floral, herbal, I'm not really tea. I'm tricking you. Those aren't teas. You get a floral or herbal tea. It's not tea. All tea is one plant.
Yes, it is.
All of it. It's all Camellia sinensis.
It is.
All right?
I'm glad you had that memorized.
Oh, yeah, dude. I know all about this. So
why did I do the research?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to see if it matches up.
Yeah.
One type of tea in the way that it's prepared is called Gyokuro.
Yeah.
Right? That's the kind of tea that you use to make two things. One of them is sencha, and one of them is matcha.
Uh-huh.
Right? Sencha is just straight up Camellia sinensis, green tea, mm-hmm. which is the name that they use for it. But what's cool about tea is you know it's got antioxidants and mm-hmm. it's good for you, whatever. But you're just dipping it in water and making the water taste like it.
Yeah.
What's cool about matcha and powdered sencha is it's stone ground.
Yeah. So you very finely too.
Very finely. You take those, you devein the leaves and you put them in a machine or you do it by hand and you have like a concrete, like stone ground mm-hmm. grinder that grinds it into a fine powder. And when you do that, you're getting like a million times more of the antioxidants and all the good stuff in
if
it.
If that's true.
If that's true.
Yes.
At the very least, you're drinking more of the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more caffeine
more
from
tea.
It. More tea. Because you're ingesting the whole thing. So what makes matcha different is during the last few weeks of growing it, they decide...
I saw 6 weeks.
Okay, 6 weeks. They cover it up with a tarp.
Slowly.
Slowly, which causes stress in the plant because mm-hmm. they don't have sunlight anymore. And that stress causes them to produce a chemical called L-theanine. L-theanine is an acid that is in matcha, and it's supposed to promote calmness and actually interact with caffeine. So that normally when you drink caffeine from something like coffee, you get jitters.
Mm-hmm.
It counteracts that and helps prevent jitters a little bit. And it's the only thing in matcha that crosses the blood-brain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it affects your brain and all that stuff, and I'm sure there's plenty of garbage claims about theta and beta waves and all that.
Yeah.
But monks used to drink it thousands and thousands of years ago all day to help them meditate all day
some more
to
right
keep
now.
Awake. Here we go. Into the mic, please.
That's disgusting, John.
You got to swirl it.
Thanks
swirl
for,
it and twirl it.
So you basically covered all my notes. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been Stranger Still. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to translate everything that you just said to our audience here. I was hoping that you would just say that matcha is tea because that's what it is. So, matcha is, in my opinion, basically green tea.
Yeah.
But with traditional green tea or tea in general, you're steeping the leaves in hot water and it's leaching into the water, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of matcha, like you said, you're taking those green leaves and you're grinding them into a very fine powder and then mixing that into the hot water. So it's like a super concentrated green tea on steroids.
Yeah.
And one thing that I came across that was really fascinating.
Like, do you even sip, bro?
You have to sip it. Otherwise, does it taste different?
I don't know.
Let me try this, right?
I like to make things up. Let's gulp it.
All right, I'm going to gulp it.
Gulp and sculpt, Nick. Just stronger.
Yeah, it tastes the same. It's all good. Yeah. Doesn't matter if
you
sip it or not.
Hold on a sec, though, but I did used to work at Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
And the woman that hired me, it was in New York,
mm-hmm.
she had to teach us how to drink coffee. That's like part of your training.
Yeah.
She's like, remember, why do we sip coffee? Because it aerates the coffee beans and it helps it taste better in your mouth feel. And then she pulled out like a little mini Starbucks Mormon Bible and said, like, I read this every day. It's got our mission statement. It says we're here for the customers. I lasted a couple of months.
I will say, if someone tells you to sip something, it's probably because it's hot. Like in Japan, culturally, it's acceptable to slurp because you're cooling off the noodles and the soup as you're ingesting it.
Yeah.
So it's not impolite like it is here to slurp your soup.
I don't know if it makes a difference of taste. Maybe it might.
I doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it.
We'll see.
It's all the same chemicals.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Are you?
I'm going to find out.
You're going to do a double-blind study?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Real quick, we know that we have a decent following now, a lot of listeners, a lot of downloads. And
it's great to
see. It's fantastic. One of the best ways that you can keep us going and inspire us and make us feel good about ourselves, and it's super important and helpful, is to leave us a review. The biggest platform is iTunes, so if you go and search us on iTunes, you should be able to leave a review there. And if you leave one and write something cool or terrible, we'll read it no matter what next episode.
And I just want to step in here real fast to say as well that I have a new podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called Limited Cell. And if you want to go listen to that and leave that a review, that'd be super awesome. Because with new podcasts, the more reviews there are in the first 8 weeks, the more likely it's going to show up on the new and noteworthy, and the more publicity it gets. We missed it on Stranger Still, unfortunately.
But you could still get there, though.
Yeah, and we want to get there. So help us out. Leave us a review. If you like the show, that is seriously the best way. Everyone on podcast says that's the best way to support, but no one ever says why.
Yeah.
This is why.
It becomes easily searchable, too.
So go do that, and we will give you a kiss on the lips.
Right.
Back to the show. Where was I? What I was going to say is, like you said, every tea comes from the same plant.
So let's speak on that just a sec, unless you got more research about black teas and stuff.
But yeah, that's what I was going to say. The only difference between green tea, oolong, and black tea is how long it goes in a fermenting process.
And it's pan-fried.
Well, it's steamed. It's not pan-fried.
Some of it's pan-fried.
Well, okay. Maybe. So with green teas, you're harvesting the plant, you're steaming it, and then you're drying it out and storing it.
Mm-hmm.
With oolong, you're harvesting it, and you let it ferment a little bit, and then you stop it from fermenting, and then you store it.
Yep.
And then with black tea, you let it fully ferment, and
steam it up.
And then, yeah, you've got your different types of tea, which I thought was really fascinating. Everything comes from the same. I never would have guessed that they all came from the same plant.
Yeah.
What was your point that you're going to bring up?
That's it.
Oh, okay, yeah. When it comes to...
Oh, and herbal teas are liars.
Yeah?
They're not tea.
No.
It's flower water.
Exactly. It's just... I mean, it's the same idea, but it's disgusting. And how do you feel about, okay, I was going to say this for the end, but I'm going to ask you now. How do you feel about flavored teas, like peach teas and whatever, Starbucks, is like pomegranate papaya tea or whatever?
Yeah, I'd like to say, like, you do, you boo, you know? Like, whatever. I'm not, you do your own thing.
Don't try
like
to
you,
force that on me.
Yeah, but listen.
Yeah.
Our friendship's dangling by a thread, bud, okay? Yeah. I know you're a meat eater. Don't take this away from me, too. This is a trick, actually. I got Shelby to throw out all your Diet Dr. Pepper. You're going to be drinking matcha forever now.
I haven't had Diet Dr. Pepper in this house in so long.
I'm so proud of you. You're back to friends again.
Yeah. I'm trying to reduce my soda intake. It's not working. When it comes to growing matcha, that's kind of where the diversion of different teas first comes into play. Because
mm-hmm.
It grows a lot longer than normal teas. Most other tea plants are harvested twice or three times a year, mm-hmm. so it doesn't grow quite as long, whereas matcha is only harvested once around May per year. So I'm surprised it's not more expensive. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because it feels like it'd take a really long time for this stuff to be made.
Well, here's the cool thing about the website that I first ordered it from.
Mm-hmm.
Because I first tried it, I bought it at like a grocery store.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, Yu Matcha.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like that matcha source garbage.
Have some more.
And I took a big, nice, gulpy sip, and it had mixed in brown rice syrup to sweeten it. And it tasted like fish.
Ew.
It tasted like literal fish.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And I was eating fish around the time. Like, not that same day, but I knew what fish tasted like back then.
Yeah.
I was a pescatarian.
Right. I was going to say, you weren't a vegan yet.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is garbage. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for, thanks. Threw it in the garbage because it was.
It was garbage.
And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to just order it online because it's not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a website called o-cha.com, which means the tea.com.
Ocha.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
I got Kiri no Mori, which is the forest mist.
Yeah.
It's just, they just name them.
Didn't you say there's one that is like aged forever?
Okay, so that's matcha manten, which means master. And there's one guy in Japan that grows it, and his tea plants are 50 years old.
Jeez.
and you have to have them that old in order to get them so that they turn into like a pancake batter consistency.
Yeah, instead of like this fine, like, yeah. I don't even know how to, it's like flour almost, the matcha that we drank.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like really, really fine. Like you could get it through a sifter. Yeah. Same thing with that, but it's, you mix more of it in with less water.
Yeah.
And it's like really thick and supposed to have like a really, really strong umami flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $50. Man. Starting without shipping, which yeah. isn't so crazy to try it once in your life.
Like I said, I'm still surprised it's not more expensive.
But that's just, they really limit, they sell out really quick because it's one guy.
Yeah, and he's got only so many plants. So.
Yeah.
Well, on normal matcha,
And there's a name for that different kind. I forget the name off the top of my head, but it's like Usacha versus something else.
Yeah.
But it's like, just search pancake batter matcha.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Ugh. It'll like coat your mouth.
Well, you add more water to it.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. We'll have to get some sometime.
Yeah.
We'll do a follow-up.
Oh, I wish.
If anyone wants to donate $50 to the show so we can buy...
If anyone wants to go to bit.ly/StrangerMinute and watch those videos and share them until I make $50.
Yeah, let's do that. Matcha, though, like I said, it's harvested once a year, and from what I read, 6 weeks before they harvest it, they slowly cover it with some sort of tarp. And slowly covering them up reduces the amount of photosynthesis that the plants can do because mm-hmm. they don't have sun anymore. And this increases the amount of amino acids, like the L-theanine, however you want to pronounce it, chlorophyll. And it's all just left in the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Matcha Breakaway that I got this information from, they said that these are the five things that make superior matcha.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant color intensity.
Yeah, get that green.
Superior umami.
Did you hear my joke, though? I said, get that green.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, dude.
Excellent terrarior. Terrior? Terror.
Terror. Excellent terror.
Which by definition means a rare tea. So excellent rare tea.
Okay.
Dreamy frothability, which...
Oh, my gosh.
Which according...
How marketable.
Right, which according to my... Spell check isn't a word.
Yeah. How frothable are you, dude?
I'm super frothable.
I got that frothability.
You got that frothability factor of 10, girl.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah,
And the last one is a long, smooth finish that contains crema to the very last drop.
Sounds even worse.
Dude, what's crema? I don't... Do they just
crema?
Do they...
You're pronouncing it wrong.
Crema?
Crema.
Crema?
It's Japanese.
Oh.
So you gotta have that Japanese crema.
Well, if it was Japanese, it'd be Kurima. Sorry, I took 3 years of Japanese.
Oh.
And I've been watching a lot of anime. Mm. And by a lot of anime, I mean Dragon Ball Super.
Super nice of you to mention that.
So, we all know tea is good for us, right?
Oh, no. This is where you usually say, wrong.
Wrong. No.
Study sick.
Well, tea, by definition, has antioxidants, caffeine, all sorts of minerals that might have health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously a tea on steroids would be super good for you, right? It could just like cure cancer, right?
No.
Well, again, here's all of Matcha Source's claims. I read a few of them. I'm going to read all of the ones that they made here.
Okay.
It's packed with antioxidants, including the powerful EGCG.
Mm, yeah, get that.
They don't define what that is.
You remember that Snapple commercial?
Which one?
Where they said,
we picked the
baby leaves. They have more EGCG.
I don't remember that.
The little man says it. Little man.
I'll take your word for it. They say it boosts metabolism and burns calories.
Yeah.
Detoxifies effectively and naturally. Calms the mind and relaxes the body. Is rich in fiber, chlorophyll, and vitamins.
Mm, what vitamins are in it, huh?
Right, doesn't say which vitamins. It also doesn't say what chlorophyll will do for your body. It enhances mood and aids in concentration. And then right here it says provides vitamin C, selenium, chromium, zinc, and magnesium. So they just want another bullet point. So they save the vitamins for later.
Okay.
Prevents disease and lowers cholesterol and blood sugar. So whenever, like I said, whenever I hear this stuff, I'm skeptical. And
when I hear detoxify, my ad browser blocks the entire page from existence.
Just, you can't go to it anymore. What if I told you some of these might actually be true? Because like you said, this is the part of the show where I knock your socks off. But what if some of these are true?
Hey, bud.
Yeah?
I'm not wearing socks.
They're already knocked off.
Dun, dun, dun.
Da-na-na.
Yeah.
Let's go line by line.
Okay.
Is packed with antioxidants, including the powerful EGCG. That is true.
Yes.
Because like you said, it's green tea ground up. The thing about green tea, or any tea for that matter, is when you steep it,
yeah,
it's not leaching all of that nutrients into the water. And we'll come back to this because that's actually, yeah, it can be beneficial for you in some parts. But all these antioxidants aren't going to be in as high concentration as if you just ate the leaf, essentially.
Yeah.
And here we're basically drinking the leaf.
Yep. I got more to say on that, too. Yes. I don't know if I would say it now or later.
Go for it.
Okay. So sometimes you get older, right? Like all the time.
Yeah.
Like right now, you're getting
older than you were 1 second ago, yeah.
What's a way that people judge aging? One of the ways that you could tell how old something is.
Like rings.
You could cut someone in half and count the rings inside their body. We know that.
Yeah.
But also oxidation, right?
Yeah.
Like how oxidized a metal or a human
is. Yeah, that's what causes rust.
Right, causes rust and causes aging sometimes in certain ways. Is that science? Does that sound?
The jury's out on stuff like that, unfortunately. Because the idea is that antioxidants, it's right there in the name, it prevents oxidation.
Yeah.
And when, unfortunately, we need oxygen to survive, so, but it's also poisonous.
Yeah, so breathing kills you slowly is what I'm trying to say. So that's why I've been holding my breath this whole time. But my thought is antioxidants aren't hurting anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty proven science that they're good for you.
Yeah.
And this is the substance that has the most of it, as far as I can tell.
There's graphs out there that show like how much antioxidants are in certain things, and it's always by far matcha has the most.
Yeah, and now I got something even more antioxidants than matcha is sencha, because it's full sun grown.
Yeah.
So if you get powdered sencha, that's in my mind, the healthiest thing you can drink.
Yeah.
The only
they don't
thing,
cover it with that tarp.
Right.
Yeah.
The tarp gets the amino acids. Sencha doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Which amino acids can be good in other ways, and we'll talk about L-theanine in a second once we get there. The next bullet point was boosts metabolism and burns calories.
Mm-hmm.
I saw no evidence for this unless you count caffeine.
Yeah.
Sure.
I said one study once that had some kind of minor effect that was a double-blind study with fat burning that it helped increase that, but I didn't really buy it.
I didn't see that. I'll get to my favorite studies here. Detoxifies effectively naturally. Just like I said, go listen to our detoxification episode. It's bunk.
Yeah.
Your body already detoxes. And actually, this is where I'll bring up where you can actually get toxins from matcha, which is really crappy. There's a higher risk of you getting lead in your body from matcha. Usually it's only going to be if you're getting really cheap matcha. They also say to avoid matcha coming from China, where the groundwater isn't as clean as it is in other countries.
Yeah.
And the regulations aren't as high in China, obviously. So with normal tea, lead isn't a problem because that lead isn't leaching into the water as you're steeping the leaves. Whereas matcha, like I said before, nothing is getting leached. You're just drinking the leaf. So all that lead is still in there.
Yep.
So you got to be a little bit careful. Just get it from Japan, something like that. Make sure it's not grossly cheap.
Yeah. So another good rule of thumb for buying matcha, o-cha.com is my favorite by far. I went to every Asian grocery store here. They have bad matcha.
Really?
It's terrible matcha.
That's kind of weird.
Tastes like fish. The brand is, I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's bad. I've had that. Then I go to any grocery store and they will overcharge the hell out of you because it's going to cause,
it's going to cure cancer.
It's going to cause curing cancers. So the best thing to do is, get from Japan. It's not that expensive for shipping because it's paperweight.
Yeah. It's light. It's as light as tea.
Yeah.
The next one was calms mind and relaxes the body. This is where I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
That to me sounds really vague, but there's actually some science to it.
Mm-hmm.
With caffeine, like you said, that's going to boost your energy, and L-theanine, whatever, is supposed to counteract that. It's a good theory. There's no solid science to it.
Yeah.
But L-theanine, by nature, chills you out. It's I don't think it's a depressant, but the caffeine is going to boost your energy up, and that L-theanine is going to counteract it to like give you a laser focus.
Yep.
So then like you can concentrate really well on one task.
See, and this is why I picked this, because it's like you have all of these health products that make all these outrageous claims.
Yeah.
And this like is the one health product that I'm like,
what are those energy drinks? I hate them so much. What are they called? Neuro.
Oh, Neurosonic and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Those are all stupid.
Well, here's the thing. Those also have L-theanine in them.
Yeah, but the concentration, like there was I read a study on this because someone at work was talking about it, and the concentration of caffeine is too high.
Yeah.
So the L-theanine does nothing for it.
There you go.
It's as simple as that. And this is all natural. It's not being added in. So the Yeah. Maybe the caffeine is too high. Maybe the L-theanine is too low. But it's not as bad as NeuroBoost, Neurosonic, and all that crap.
Oh, there's another one I saw that was True Brain or something like that.
It's
so this is tea, dude. It's ground up tea. It's good for you.
It is good for you. It's all natural. You can't be say what you will about organic, but like this is nature.
Yeah. That's the other weird thing about. I'm going to just plug them a million times, Odash Cha. The organic tea is cheaper than the non-organic.
This is getting kind of cold. I was going to drink some, but it said a little bit too much.
Swirl and twirl. Oh, okay.
Swirl and twirl. That's the next rule. Hang on. I'm going to drink some more.
Doesn't it taste drier than you thought it would? That's something when I make people try it, they think.
Yeah, something weird about it. It's kind of like black tea.
I also gave you a lot.
Yeah, that's fine.
I overpowdered. I probably should have done more water.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
So... it's rich in fiber, chlorophyll, and vitamins. Once again, that's like way too vague. I don't know what chlorophyll does for your body.
It fills you up with joy, dude. Chlorophyll's you up.
Good one. Enhances mood and aids in concentration. We kind of already talked about that. Provides vitamin C, selenium, chromium, zinc, and magnesium.
Maybe. What is that, from dirt?
Yeah, I mean, if it's in the soil and the groundwater and stuff. The thing about this is I feel like if there are those vitamins in there, it actually would be effective. If you go listen to our episode on vitamins, if you're taking a sugary supplement, it's not going to work as well as just like the plain Jane vitamins as a powder or whatever. And that's essentially what this is.
Yeah.
So if that is in there, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Prevents disease. So once again, that's a little too vague, but...
You could get that dehydration disease.
Right.
You know about that.
Yeah, so you just don't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you cure by drinking things.
Right. Matcha is great at hydrating.
So I wouldn't say that...
Except that's a diuretic.
Well, we can cover diuretics another day.
Okay.
I thought we did. We did it in water, didn't we?
Yeah. So that just means that it's something that like goes through your system if it has caffeine and kind of dehydrates you a little.
Yeah, but it's not bad for you.
No.
So.
And also, this isn't going to really do that too much.
Now go listen to our water episode.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say that it cures diseases, but it can kill bacteria, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because the EGCGs that I mentioned before, also known as catechins, I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Catechins or something like that.
Something like that.
3 years of Japanese, huh?
I think this is a...
English word?
English word, yeah. It is... antimicrobial. So it's going to enter your system and it's going to seek out bacteria and kill them, which...
With no mercy.
I think there's some mercy.
Okay.
There's always going to be good bacteria in your body, so I don't know if it does it without discrimination, just kills all bacteria, but I kind of doubt it. Otherwise, you'd probably be dead.
Right.
With how much you've
drank.
Me
specifically.
Yeah, specifically you. The other thing is that it's not going to kill any viruses because it's only bacteria. So it's not going to prevent cold, flu, strep... Any of the crappy illnesses that you wouldn't want to get aren't going to be solved with matcha.
Yeah.
The next bullet point was lowers cholesterol and blood sugar. And again, one of their claims has some science behind it. I'm always surprised when these bold claims like have proof to it.
And, yeah.
I admit I feel kind of like a jerk when every episode we're like, here's this thing and it's false.
Yeah.
Here's this thing and it's false. I feel like... At some point, you got to cover something that's true. And I was delighted to find out that this is true.
Yes.
With lowering cholesterol and blood sugar, there was a study done that... It was a small study. It was like 8 people, which is incredibly small. But they found that matcha and tea in general will open up your arteries and increase blood flow,
mm-hmm.
which clogged arteries means high cholesterol. And that can mean heart problems, heart attacks, strokes, and that sort of thing. So they call it, they say that it acutely opens up your arteries, which acutely on a blood vein is
like a little cute, like little, like, oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You're a little open. You're a little bit open now. Little blood flow.
So that's good. That's good stuff.
Boom, 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 boom.
And this is a little off topic, but I came across it in my research and I really want to talk about it.
Okay.
Do you ever wonder why people in Japan chain smoke like it's going to be outlawed and live to 107?
They drink so much matcha they can.
Well, so I did a little bit of extra research. The average life expectancy in Japan is 84 years.
Okay.
By comparison, in the U.S., ours is 79 years mm-hmm. of age. In Britain, though... which is known for tea, right? Their life expectancy is only 81 years. So 3 years less than Japan. Why is that?
They're cooking their teas and they're getting rid of the antioxidants and all that good stuff in
it? No. Milk.
Oh.
Yeah, because they always add milk to their tea. So
I hate milk.
This was the small study with like 8 people. Sorry, the other one was a bigger study. It's probably still kind of small. But this one was like 8 people, and it showed that milk blunted the health benefits of tea. So any UK listeners out there, specifically you, Jason, if you're putting milk in your tea, you should stop.
Yeah, don't do it, dude.
I want you to live to 84 years old.
Yeah, don't even drink milk. It's bad for your bones. Listen to our milk episode.
This episode is just an advertisement for Ocha and our other episodes.
Yeah, go to o-cha.com, and when you're done, go to strangesocial.com, listen to our water episode, our milk episode, and what was the last one? Detoxification.
Vitamins, detoxification.
And vitamins, that's 4.
Yeah, and I think that's all I really have to say about matcha.
Okay.
My conclusion is go for it. If you don't buy into the whole gut health is the source of all problems, like, I don't buy into that. But yeah, with antimicrobials, it could actually help out your digestive system. I think the effects of caffeine are always good. And the only risk seems to be a risk of lead, which can be easily prevented.
By getting good quality.
Right, but not cheaping out. And yeah, going with bad matcha.
But even then, you could say, okay, again, I ordered, there used to be a tea division of Starbucks called Teavana.
Yep, they're still around.
Nope.
Yeah, they are.
They're closing down. At least hundreds of their stores are closing down. I think they're going away forever. Yeah. And I went into their store to look at their matcha one day, and it's like $60.
Gross.
And it's like half the amount that I would get from Japan with shipping.
I think I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, and it just makes me so mad.
Yeah.
But the reason I picked this, and the reason this is like the one thing that I'm like super passionate about and drink, and like, yeah, I'm a guest pert on my own show,
yeah,
is there's a lot of garbage out there, and people make these claims with like cure-alls, cure-nothing, like Sawbones says,
yeah,
and this is the one thing that I felt like, you know what, I think this is like legit, and I think it's healthier than water, because you drink water, you're great, it's water,
yeah,
good for you, you're gonna
this
get
has
all,
a little bit more to it.
This
yeah
is water plus my antimicrobial, antioxidants, a little bit of caffeine, but negating the negative side effects of caffeine with the acids.
My main point is the risk is low, and the benefits, if they are there, are worth it. And it tastes good. So if you like tea, it tastes like tea, I'd say it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
It takes the same amount of effort as regular tea, except you don't have to bounce your little infuser or your tea bag. You just whisk it up. We didn't even talk about how you make a good matcha.
Yeah.
Do you want to save that for after the break?
Yeah.
All right.
Good idea.
John, where can people find us?
StrangerStillShow.com.
And on iTunes,
Stitcher, everywhere.
Google Play, all sorts of places. And StrangerStillShow.com if you want to check out our show notes.
We're starting to build a brand a little bit, Nick.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, people. We've got Stranger Still, this podcast you're listening to right now. We've got your web series, Stranger Minute, on YouTube. And I've got my new podcast I do with my dad, Limited Cell. And all of those are posted on our website.
StrangerStillShow.com.
Yeah. So there's more of a reason to go there now. So you should go there.
Yeah. To get something different, flavor.
Yeah. Get it? And if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, you should do that. And we'll read it on the air, even if it's really mean and deflammatory.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
And
review me, daddy, is what, that's what I always say. It's like a,
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's like a, well, you're a daddy.
Yeah. And if you want to interact with us, probably the best place to do that is Facebook. Every week I ask what people have to say about our topic. So I'll read a few of these, and then you can tell us how to make the perfect bowl or cup of matcha.
Okay.
Okay. So I asked any questions about tea. Jennifer said, why is loose leaf tea better flavored? How many teas are there? And why do I drink them like an addict? The loose leaf teas are better because I think they're fresher. They're not ground up. Into little tea bags.
Yeah.
And I don't know if putting them in a tea bag changes any of the... like,
probably not too much. It might be mental too, because you're like, it looks fresher because you're actually dealing with it.
Yeah.
Scooping
it
up. It's
possible. There's a million teas out there. I can't list them.
One of the cool things I drink, another thing you get from that website is loose leaf. I've got loose leaf sencha, and I have an iron cast tea kettle from Japan, or Japanese style. And you actually get a lot of iron from drinking out of it because it rusts.
Yeah.
And you drink the rust because it's harmless.
That's weird.
But it changes the flavor of it.
Huh.
But you don't actually boil the kettle ever. You have to boil the water and then pour it into the kettle.
Yeah.
Because it'll damage the iron. It's supposed to last you a lifetime if you take care of it right.
Which, in this world, is a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Rachel replied to Jennifer and said loose leaf tea is actually tea leaves, whereas the bags have a lot of stem pieces in it, making them bitter.
Ooh, look at that. They're not deveined.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Didn't know that.
Sean wanted to know why it's so much better with lemonade. I can't get on board with that, dude.
He did post a sweet gif of Arnold Palmer making that play, though.
Uh-huh. I've tried so many times to get on with any sort of sweet tea.
Yeah.
Even with lemonade, I can't. I just can't. It's so disgusting.
It's a different food. It's like pizza in New York versus pizza anywhere else, or like a hamburger at McDonald's versus at a really nice restaurant. Yeah. It's not, if you drink like that dollar can of green tea, or that, what is it, 99 cent Arizonas?
Yeah.
It's not going to taste like anything like this, or have the benefits. It's just sugar most of the time.
I just can't have any sweetness with my tea. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So here's the other thing. There's, I don't remember what specific benefit, we should probably look it up, but if you add lemon juice to green tea,
uh-huh,
you're able to absorb that particular benefit better.
I am going to guess that there's some sort of acid or catalyst that makes it easier for your body to absorb.
Yeah. So
in citrus.
Right. I don't really like the flavor of it with lemon because it's so good by itself, but sometimes I'll add a little bit just to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm getting the max benefits.
Max bennies.
Yeah. Gotta get those bennies. What else we got?
I've got another one from Jennifer that says, why do Americans start drinking iced tea while Brits only drink hot tea?
So I think, is that like a southern thing?
No.
Sweet teas?
Well, sweet teas, but iced teas. I think it, let's look.
Oh, I didn't finish my sentence earlier.
Go for it.
I was talking about going to the grocery store and like ordering from Japan. The tea that we're drinking right now is called Tatcha Organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in any of the Asian grocery stores. It's not in any of the regular grocery stores. It's not in any of the health markets. It's not ordered from Japan. It's only at Home Goods.
Really?
I get my best matcha in Cedar Rapids from Home Goods.
I thought they went out of business.
No, dude. They're good. You're thinking of...
the other one. I always get those two confused because they're right next to each other.
Yeah, you're thinking of the other one. Hobby Lobby?
No.
Which also didn't go out of business? No, oh.
The one in between those two.
Next to it, to the right of them. It was a health market.
Yeah, it was just called something like
that.
The
health market.
Yeah. Home Goods. Interesting. Jennifer, I don't know. I would assume it might have been like a way to elongate its usage. I don't know.
It's just cultural, I think.
Probably.
Because also,
yep, go on.
Neither of us are really big green tea drinkers. The Asian countries. Japan and China drink more green tea than England, yes. I would think. They drink more like oolongs and blacks, right?
I'm pretty sure, and this is just me talking out my butt here, but I bet that's because, like I said before, black teas go through a fermentation process.
Yeah.
Which, if you're fermenting something, you can transport it easier. Because as it's transporting, it's fermenting.
That would make sense for also India teas. Yeah.
So it's fresher in these Asian countries, so it's going to be green tea in that case.
Not to be confused with Southeast Asian countries like Pakistan and Afghanistan, which are probably going to have more black teas.
Right, or no tea. I have never heard of them drinking tea, but tea is everywhere, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's over there. Like, I had like an orange tea with my friend from India, Ashish Wara.
Yeah. The last question I have is for my brother, Jake. He wanted to know, how long can a manatee hold its breath? A manatee can apparently hold its breath for about 20 minutes. So there you go. And then Justin Vignola, I really hope I'm pronouncing your last name right.
Nah, just it's Vignola.
Yeah.
You know we're from like the same hometown?
Really?
We're both from Long Island.
Nice. Yeah. I can say his last name because he's a podcaster. He's on the Comrade Radio podcast network.
Yep.
He replied to Jake and said, similarly, how deep is the manatee's mana pool? And I would say a manatee is probably like a 5-drop.
Unless you get to like level up a couple times, then you could go a little bit higher.
Oh, I was talking card games. You're talking video games. Gotcha.
I'm thinking of those green jars, dude.
So tell us how to make the perfect bowl or cup of matcha.
Okay. So when I was a wee young lad.
A wee young lad like 40 years ago.
Yeah. No, younger.
Oh.
I had
like 5 years ago.
Maybe like 15 years. Like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I got a book.
Yes.
Called The Book of Tea.
Yes.
It's awful. It's the worst.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's boring.
That's not what I was expecting.
But I read it anyway over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Because I liked it a lot.
Okay. That's weird.
And it smelled like crayons, like a fresh box of crayons when you opened it, which is great. Just really pretty. It's a really pretty book. So you open it up and it's written by a Japanese fellow.
That narrows it down to about a million or so people.
And, well, the one that invented tea, or he talked about it a bunch.
Jonathan T.
Jonathan T. Thomas. So he he talked about how it was invented, that there's, like, legends that a tea leaf fell into a pot of boiling water, and then the king or whomever, the emperor that was drinking it, said, ooh, this is pretty good. So there's, like, let's add more things to it. So the first couple of times they added onions.
Ew.
They added orange peels,
okay.
Garlic.
Okay.
There's a lot of hit and miss. You know, you can't learn them all.
Sounds like it.
But eventually they started to steam it differently and to try different things, and it evolved. But from that, there were monks that were meditating, and they would start doing what's called the tea ceremony, mm-hmm. which is you prepare a bowl of matcha, and it's got to be a bowl because yep. you pass it around in a circle and take a little sip. And it's just basically you could do a tea ceremony and meditate on anything and, like, appreciate anything.
Uh-huh.
So you sit in a room. It's usually, like, everybody wears all white. It's like an all white room so that you don't have much stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sip the tea. And sometimes someone plays, like, flute or harp or something, and it's super hippy dippy. And you just appreciate the taste and the flavor, and you meditate on that. You try to use only one sense at a time. And monks took that and turned it into, we're going to drink matcha all day, every day.
Yeah.
So they had a specific way of preparing it over the years that makes it better, right? They perfected that, and we still use those tools today. So what me and Nick used was bowls.
Right, yep.
Usually,
why don't you talk about that whisk, too?
Usually get a little spoon,
yep.
right? That measures it perfectly. It's also bamboo. I didn't have that with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mine got broken and dog ate it.
Yeah, probably, more likely.
Right. So you take that, you put the perfect amount into a bowl. I pour a little bit of water, and you start using what's called a chasen, which is a bamboo whisk.
Yep.
First, you stir it around until it gets to, like, a thicker consistency, which we kind of skip that because mm-hmm. we added a little more.
That's fine.
And then you add a little bit more water, and you start whisking it vigorously.
Yeah, which I was bad at.
Right. Then you add more, and you whisk it more, yeah. and you add more, and you whisk it more until it's really frothy.
Yeah.
And it makes it, like a, when it's, like, all bubbly, you take a sip.
And yours, I know you were good at it because mine had lost its frothiness.
Yeah.
Like, 10 minutes before yours even, like, one bubble popped.
Yeah. And what's weird is I haven't used my chasen in a long time.
What have you done? Just, like...
I usually put it into, like, one of those,
like a shaker bottle, the tumbler things?
Not even with a tumbler. I just shake a regular... What are those popular bottles everyone's got?
That's what I'm talking about, like the ones with
Swell.
The Oh, I don't know what that is.
No, a Swell bottle is just those like, steel bottles with the cap you twist on that we sell at Nordstrom and all that.
Yeah.
I just put it in there and shake it up real good.
Oh, okay.
And if you drink it cold, apparently, you get more benefits.
Oh, yeah. I just read a study that supposedly cold tea can be good for you, and then right below that study was cold tea can be bad for you. So whatever.
Hold on real quick. I heard that from the world's worst Dr. Oz.
Oh, God, yeah.
But he says that your body works harder to process it because it's not at room temperature, at body temperature.
Hmm, okay.
I don't know if that's true or not.
The only other thing I was going to say about tea is that I also read a study that older tea is bad for your kidneys.
Yeah.
Fresher tea is good for you. Old tea is just bad for you. So, anything else on a good bowl of matcha?
I'll just give one more shout out to Odesh Cha because they go through seasons where you can only order certain types of matcha mm-hmm. and teas at certain times of the year. You could also get, like, tea bags and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. I got nothing else.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the consensus is, yeah, it's probably healthier than water.
I would say go for it, man. And I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This has been Stranger Still.
Yeah.